Penguin Random House Audio presents Lost Roses by Martha Hall Kelly. Read for you by Kathleen Gotti, Tavia Gilbert, Carissa Vacker, and Catherine Tabor. With a note read by the author.
For Catherine and Mary, bound by a silver thread.
Prologue, Luba, 1912. I only put the centipede in Eliza's slipper since I thought she was stealing my sister Sophia from me. I was 8 years old and had just lost my mother. I couldn't lose Sophia, too. Eliza Faraday, an American friend of the family, had taken us in for a week at her Paris apartment. Two Russian cousins to the Tsar, forced from our St. Petersburg home before Christmas. Our father had remarried and gone to Sardinia on honeymoon with his new wife, Agnesa, who loathed me, since, when she visited us in November, I first practiced my centipede skills on her. She especially hated my favorite interest, astronomy, and convinced father to take away my maps of the constellations, saying they distracted me from French lessons. Though she tried to lure me out with the gift of a doll-sized Limoges tea set, I spent most of November barricaded in my bedroom. Once Sophia was on break from Briamont School in the Swiss Alps, we'd met in Geneva to take the train to Paris. Pale and thin, still shattered by mother's sudden death the previous spring, Sophia said little on our train ride and immersed herself in the stack of books with which she'd filled her suitcase. As we pulled into the Gare de Lyon, she sat and pondered our fellow travelers on the platform.